T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tara Benowitz is brought to you by Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and you'll get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Now, this one has flown by. Already final segment of Ben and Woods. Get you set for the rest of the week. What's coming up? And should be a fun show tomorrow as well.
I hope so.
Do that after this check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fam. You're listening to Ben and Woods, broadcasting live from the Home Loan Arranger Studio at 97.3 The Fam. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the loan arranger. Woods, don't laugh.
You get it?
It's a new thing. I get it. Yes. Loan, but not. It's a.
Paulie, can you find the.
It's a loan arranger. It's a homonym. It's the same. It's a sound or homophone. It's the same word. Sounds the same, but spelled differently. Loan, L O N E, and loan, L O A N. Right? That's a homophone.
I think so.
When we saw, I saw that email late last week.
Yeah.
Explaining to us about our new studio sponsorship and. Just thought, man, Ben's going to have so much fun with
that. He is going to have a field day. Will you find the Lone Ranger music so that we can...
That was fast.
That's our Paulie. This is the Lone Ranger music? Yeah, it is.
All right, now can you Photoshop one of those masks
on the Ben's head? All right, Ben, do the read again. It sounds better.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
Here we go. Ben and Woods, broadcasting live from the Home Loan Arranger Studio at 97.3 The Fan. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the Loan Arranger.
Fantastic. That's how it's done. That's how you do a read, my friends.
Truly professionals on this program. Getting it done. Speaking of getting it done, we'll be getting it done tomorrow. Scheduled to join us on the program, as he does each and every Tuesday, of course. The voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler. It's a Woodsy Choice Incorporator Tuesday for Jesse. It'll be game two of the three-game series against the Colorado Rockies. Of course, what was last week that I gave him? It was the study of stamp collecting.
Yeah, what was it
philatelist?
Called?
Philatelist.
A philatelist.
Which sounds like something you could be arrested for. Like philatelism, like, oh, we caught that philatelist out behind the dumpster yesterday. What'd you get that gun for, philatelism? The philatelist is out there again.
We will also be talking to Brian O'Grady.
Let's go!
To join us.
Top of the morning to you, Brian O'Grady.
First time we've had him on since St. Patrick's Day, if I remember correctly.
Getting a little PT out there, getting a little playing time.
Dude,
happy
he looks
to see
good
it.
Out there, man.
I'll tell you one thing about Brian O'Grady. That dude will hunt first pitch fastball. I mean, and he is just the kid yesterday that was coming in. He was throwing smoke. I think he ended up striking O'Grady out, but he challenged him with 100 mile an hour heat. And O'Grady was like, psh.
Is that Genesis Cabrera, or was that one of the other?
No,
readers?
It was one of the right handers.
Okay.
And he, I mean, he put a phenomenal swing on it. I love his bat, and I think he's going to do some good things for us. I mean, imagine him as your fourth or your fifth outfielder, man, going down the stretch run. I love his game. I really do. It started as a bit, but I have ended up just loving the guy, and I'm really, really pulling for him. Pulling for that dude a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I get it that, you know, probably if the Padres are at full health 100%, not really a great place for playing time, or really even on the 26-man roster at this point for Brian O'Grady. But we knew at the beginning of the season. I mean, A.J. Preller knew it. Jay Stengler knew it. You are going to need way more than 26 guys. In fact, I believe I saw it today.
I saw that too.
Padres have already used 39 players this season. You know, you've got a 40-man roster. You've used 39, including some guys who weren't on the 40-man to start the year that they've had to add and bring on board. Not just the COVID situation, but you know, injuries have taken a toll already this season. The Padres have lost more innings to the injured list than any other team in baseball this season.
Yeah, dude. You know, I mean,
so when you hear the other fans going, "Yeah, oh, we're missing," like Dodger fans saying, "Oh, we just lost Seager. You know, we already haven't had Bellinger available. You know, wait until we get healthy." Well, you know, Padres can come back. No one's been less healthy than we have this year, the Padres. So, you know, they at any point start getting everybody back at the same time, and you know, the team could be really scary. But they just haven't had everyone on the field really at the same time yet.
Somebody wrote an article about it today. It might have been Ken Rosenthal. I need to go back and check because it happened in the middle of the show. But it was talking about just how many stars are down and have been down this year as far as getting injured. You know, Corey Seager gets hit on the hand, going to be out at least a month. And then you got to come back. We all saw, you know, we saw Tommy, I mean, I know they're different players and everything, but we saw Tommy Pham trying to come back from a broken bone in his hand. You just never know. So one thing it will do, though, you know, if you're a Padre fan, you certainly never wish injury on another team, but you look at that and go, well, their lineup's going to be depleted. One thing you know about the Dodgers, is it going to surprise anybody if Friedman goes and trades for Trevor Story like in a week or so if Seager is not progressing? Like, it also can open you up to, you know, a team really improving themselves.
It also brings up the question of load management, which has become, you know, a hot phrase in sports. It really started in the NBA with the San Antonio Spurs back, you know, a few years ago, starting to hold out stars for lesser games just to give, you know, give guys a break and knowing it's a long 82-game season. But I'm starting to hear more of it. Now, baseball's always had a little bit of it. I mean, you know, Sundays off, you know, give a starter a day off his feet over 162 games. But is there value? I know someone asked in one of the Zooms of Jay Stengler, could there actually be a hidden benefit to Tatis getting, you know, going on the COVID IL, getting some time off? And Jay's kind of laughed, you know, no, we want him in the lineup. But will there be a point where it's smart? Now, they're doing it with the pitchers. You know that they weren't planning on Ryan Weathers, you know, going out there every fifth day the entire season. They're still watching arms like Chris Paddock pretty carefully. And when he went on the IL with COVID, they did say, yeah, there was the kind of, well, you know, he was probably going to have to shut it down at some point just to keep those innings down. So, you know, it happened a little earlier than expected. So there is load management going on with pitching. I even saw Teddy Bruschi bring it up over the weekend on ESPN with a 17-game schedule in the NFL coming up.
Yeah.
Will coaches start to think maybe there's a competitive advantage in holding out players who are healthy a game or two over the course of the season to try to keep them fresh? I think it was because Washington football team finished with 5 straight divisional games at the end of the season. You want to have healthy roster. Those are your biggest games, and they're all at the end. You can't wear everyone down over the first 12 games and then have nothing left in the tank for those division games. So do you sit some guys over the course of the first, you know, 3 segments of the season, 3 quarters of the season, so maybe they're healthier and fresher for the final quarter?
Baseball is such a hard one because there's just so many freaking games, and you know, if you take out 3 or 4 superstars of your lineup, well, you're left with a lineup that looks like a lineup that we've been running out there the last 3 nights, which, by the way, won all 3 games. So it just it depends on who they are. And I mean, look, Tatis, you always want him in your lineup, Ben, always, every single night. But you know what? You don't mind getting a Hosmer off his feet every now and then. You don't mind even getting a Manny off his feet every now and then. These are older players. They've been playing a lot of games. Fernando Tatis Jr., he's still young. He plays so hard, though, that I want, it's like I've been telling people on Twitter that have been yelling at me about the pitchers not going 9 innings like they did in 1880. I don't care about the May outcomes and innings pitched, really. I care about September and October. When, let's say we're deadlocked in September and October, we're competing for a division, that's when I want our starting pitchers to be at their best. I really don't care if Blake Snell is struggling to get through five innings right now in May. I don't. I want him locked in down the road. And it stands to reason, logically, that if the starting pitchers are going fewer innings early, and the goal is to get them going more innings late, conversely, the bullpen that's going more innings early will be going fewer innings later, right? That's how you would want that to balance out. Don't know if that's going to be the case.
It's also another argument toward adding a designated hitter in the National League.
Correct.
Those are games that you can spread around to players. And yeah, well, if they're batting, it's not entirely a day off. It might save them from two or three dives.
Well,
you know, running back and forth on the shift. If you're Manny Machado, where he just gets up four times, and you go 1-for-4 with a double. All right, you ran the bases once, but for the most part, that's a day off your feet if you're a designated hitter.
So it was funny. They were talking about the Dodgers going and signing Pujols again. They were talking about that, and it was Frank Thomas, and he said they were talking about Big Poppy and how he DH'd at 40, right? And he was good. Like, he was really good. Albert hasn't been good in many, many years. And Frank Thomas made the point. He's like, look, I mean, it got to the point where I knew I could still hit a little bit, but I couldn't run. I'd be like, oh, I'm in the lineup? Cool. Who's running the bases for me? You know what I'm saying? So it's really important for even the young guys to get a little rest, get off their feet for when these games are important. And I know it's this mindset. We're going to have a hard time switching from 60 to 162 games, Ben, but also from being a team that's typically out of it by this time to being a team that you expect can compete for a World Series. The long game is the game that the Padres are playing. It's going to drive some of us, myself included, crazy for a little while. Don't you agree? Like, it's going to drive us nuts for a while. But they are going to be super-duper careful. And I think, come September and October, then we'll be able to sing their praises. If everyone's more rested, the rotation's rested, they're going longer, the bullpen's fresher, that's what the goal is.
So again, tomorrow, Jesse Agler and Brian O'Grady with us in the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Now, one argument that baseball purists have always brought up against the wild card is, how can you play 162 games and have the longest season in professional sports and then have a playoff series come down to the randomness, the luck that is inherent in one game of baseball? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you want to get the right winner, you at least have to play some sort of series. Basketball is now doing the same thing in their play-in tournament, and it's going to involve a couple of the storied franchises, Woods, here this week, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, who played the entire season, the Lakers did, fought through a bunch of injuries to Anthony Davis, LeBron James, to get the number 7 seed in the Western Conference, which normally they'd just be in the playoffs now, getting ready.
Yeah.
Hey, seven game series against the Phoenix Suns, like their chances. But instead, they got to put it all on the line Wednesday night against the Golden State Warriors in a play-in tournament game with the winner going on, and then the loser facing a potential elimination game in the second of the play-in.
So we got a Padres day game.
Yep.
Wednesday
afternoon.
And then even your old pal Woods will be locked on this game. Obviously there's a chance.
Of course.
Steph Curry can go lights out like anybody.
He had 46 yesterday to lock up the scoring title.
31 in the second half.
Age 33 is the oldest scoring champion since Michael Jordan did it at age 35. So he's hot right now. Game will be down at Staples Center. So Lakers will obviously have the home court advantage in that one. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Golden State Warriors, after being shut out last year with such a bad season, would love to play their way in here, but they need to win at least one of the next two games to get a spot in the tournament as well.
Man, I'm sorry. Would you call me a casual NBA fan?
No, I wouldn't.
No. What's lower than casual?
What's lower than casual? All right. So I'm a baseball psychopath. I'm a pretty big NFL fan, and I'm a really big college football fan. So what am I in the NBA?
Casual would be like how I dress in the morning. You're like a homeless basketball fan.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Shots at the... It's unhomed.
Unhomed? Yes. Is that what it is?
Yes.
God. Took a turn.
Home challenged.
I didn't call you like a...
Don't. Just fine. Just, you've already
dug
like your hole.
I don't like where this is going.
You've dug your hole, okay? Live in it for the rest of the day.
Oh, why? I have to live in a hole now because I don't have a home?
Cancel,
I'm unhomed and I have to live in
Ben.
A hole.
It's time to cancel Ben, finally. God, I've been waiting. It's always
we
me.
We knew this day would come.
Guy, I thought it would be me. Didn't you?
Yeah.
What's less than casual? I'm not talking about the way you dress. I know where you're going, but what's a... on the periphery?
Barely interested.
I'm interested in the playoffs.
Yeah, all right. Everyone is interested.
I was interested in the bubble. I liked the bubble. Granted, we hadn't had sports for 6 months. And it was really cool that they were playing in a bubble. I was fascinated by the bubble. More so than you two, I think. I was really fascinated by the bubble.
I would say that's fair.
If they played in a bubble every year, I think I'd be more.
I liked it. I was like, it's cool. Dude, settle down. It's whatever.
I loved it. I'm like, I needed all the stories of the bubble. But, okay, let's call me a basketball fan on the peripherals.
On the periphery.
Periphery.
Or the perimeter.
The perimeter.
That's a basketball term.
It's a basketball term.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I know it is. I'm interested in that game. I am interested in that game. That's good for the league,
Are you interested in Wild Nights?
Is that an adult strip club? What is that?
No, that's the series, the Minnesota Wild and the Vegas Golden Knights and the hockey playoffs that started yesterday.
Oh, Wild Knights.
Wild Knights series, yeah. Wild Knights.
You know, it's funny because I feel like, I've said this before, but I feel like if there were a hockey team here, I'd be all the way in.
That's not the Gulls. Like NHL hockey team.
Right. I think I
Gulls
like,
are starting their playoffs this week,
I
too.
Feel like I would be all the way in on an NHL
hockey
team.
Hockey playoffs are fun.
I would be in on the NBA team, but I really think
I'm
NBA
not,
would
I'm
be
I'm not
going to
say
me.
That I'm watching the first, second, and third period of like every hockey game, but if I'm flipping through and it's going to overtime, and especially if it's like a game seven, absolutely. It's one of the most thrilling things in sports is a hockey game seven playoff overtime where someone's season ends and the other team's season goes on the next time a goal is scored.
I do think if we had an NBA team, it would take one game for you to be there.
Oh, I'd love it.
And get sucked in.
Because it'd be
when was
ours.
The last time you went to an NBA game?
It's been
25 years?
No. I used to go to Mavericks games a lot. Not since like Luka or anything like that, but when they were pretty good, yeah, I used to go see the Mavs play.
At least 10, 15 years. I mean, dude, it has changed.
Yeah, it has changed a lot. Yeah, Jason Kidd.
I went to the last Seattle Supersonics game in 08 and then hadn't been to a game until a couple of years ago. Me and my buddy went up to a Clippers game. And, I mean, it's like you're like at a concert / club. I mean, in-game music, all the entertainment, the lights. It's wild.
Yeah, they used to say on the ticket in Dallas, they used to call all the Nookie girls would be out because that would be the place to go meet women. The Dallas Mavericks games, whew, crazy. I mean, it's a whole scene. But, no, with no team here, you know, my focus is really on our beloved
But Wednesday
podcast.
Night, though, that's going to probably end up being like the most exciting play-in game the NBA is ever going to have, right?
I mean, that's pretty
Steph
damn
Steph Curry
good.
And the Warriors versus, you know, it's just a happenstance that the Lakers fell to 7, but they're at full strength now.
All right, I'm feeling gregarious here. Go ahead and book a nice NBA guest on Thursday.
Wow.
It's an off day for the Padres. We'll talk about Wednesday's game. And then let's talk a little basketball. Let's do it on Thursday, though.
I'm guessing that Adam Silver is saying, okay, I want a great game between the Warriors and the Lakers, but then I want the loser of that game to definitely win their next game because it is kind of a disaster for the NBA. Like if the Lakers lost two in a row and then weren't in the playoffs at all, they'd be calling the play-in tournament the biggest mistake the NBA has ever made.
And probably behind closed doors as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Adam Silver would be like, all right, we really...
Disaster for ratings. You just killed us with this play-in tournament idea. Thanks a lot. You cost us the Lakers in the playoffs and all the eyeballs that they bring. I mean, they could have made a run to the finals, but they didn't. They went 0-2 in the play-in tournament. You took them out. They are playing with fire in this play-in tournament for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So they
but
are.
I'm
sure they're open. I mean, that's what makes it interesting, though. You know, they got to get it done to actually get into the postseason now. So yeah, you got that storyline this week is going to be interesting, and then we got a golf major starting Thursday, the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in South Carolina.
Here we go. Another Sporgy this weekend. I can't wait.
So, and we got a Padres homestand with 6 more games left this week with the Rockies and the Mariners both coming to town and the Padres on a 3-game winning streak.
We get to see Jared Kelenic this weekend.
I think it's Kelenic.
Oh.
It's not Kelenic.
Oh,
that's...
I like to say Kelenic because it's funnier. We had Vogel Snatch and now we have Kelenic. Both Mariners. Well,
right. Well, he was a Mariner.
Was a Mariner.
All right, that is it for a Monday. Fun show today. Executive producer Paul Reindel, still not in the name of the show. Sorry, Jesse Agler. For Woods, I'm Ben. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.